98.1 KZE on the line with me today, the legendary Jill Sobule. We are super excited to have her coming through town. She'll be at the Egremont Barn on Thursday, February 1st with Ellis Paul. It's a great double bill, and it's the first night of the Egremont Barn's reopening after their winter break. Jill, how are you?
I am good, and I love being called legendary. How exciting.
That doesn't happen all the time?
Well, my mother. So I'm excited and to do. I haven't done shows with Ellis in a while.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your relationship with Ellis. So you have played together in the past?
Well, we used to do these things, him and Vance Gilbert and me, and we a triple bill, but we would go on at the same time, and it would just be ridiculous. It was like the Marx Brothers. We would just. It was mostly joking and everything. But I said to Ellis, I haven't played with him in probably, 8 years. I said, would you want to do it where we're on at the same time and we trade songs? So that's always really fun, and you never know what you're going to get, and it's so spontaneous. So we might do that. I don't know.
Awesome. Yeah, like a songwriter's circle kind of vibe.
Yeah, except there's only two, so...
It's a small
circle. It's not as long and tedious.
Yeah, absolutely. So are you bringing a band? Or are you going to play solo?
I'm going to be solo.
Awesome. I love that because I feel like there's so much room when you're solo to just surprise the audience and, kind of get into a conversation with them. And, do you prefer playing solo?
Well, what I like, I'm playing tomorrow night in New York and I'm having a band, but they're only going to do like 6 or 7 songs and the rest is going to be solo. I really love doing it because I never make a set list. I just feel out the audience. People will shout out something. So it's so spontaneous. And I know that my band gets always irritated when they don't know what they're going to play next.
Well, it's hard when you're practicing with a full band. You can't practice every song from your entire career, but you know them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do know them. And if I don't know them, I have an iPad with the songs that I don't know. So sometimes people do some really obscure ones that I haven't played in years, but I have it in case.
So you're open to audience requests. This is interesting to me.
Oh, yeah. This is this is intimate. Yeah.
Have you been to the Egremont Barn before?
No, but I'm very, it looks so great.
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. It's obvious, it's a barn and it's so cozy and, the Berkshires are so beautiful. Do you have a connection to this part of the country? I feel like maybe you do.
No, except for I've stayed in cabins not too far from there and written some songs. It's a really creative area. No wonder they have a lot of writers' retreats in that area. There's something about that land.
Yeah, I agree. There's something very very old and mysterious about the Berkshires that really lends itself well to creative endeavors.
Yeah. So if anyone out there has a fantastic cabin with a shower with good water pressure, I would really like to stay there for a week.
Okay, good to know. We'll put out the call. We'll put you in touch if anybody writes in. Jill Sobule is my guest. She's coming to the Egremont Barn this Thursday the 1st with Ellis Paul. And Jill, I wanted to ask you a little bit. You wrote an autobiographical musical not that long ago. I can't say the full name of it on the radio, unfortunately. It's called F Seventh Grade, right?
Yeah, and we did 3 runs of it in off-Broadway this year. We're going to do more of it next year, and it's been such a wonderful experience. We got New York Times critic pick, and we're nominated for the Drama Desk Award, which we were up against these big Broadway shows, and we're just such a ragtag operation. But I will do some songs, and some of it's back catalog. I'll do some songs from the show, and I'll talk about it, too.
That's so cool. You know, forgive me for not knowing, but were you in the show, or did you just write it and then have actors?
I am in the show. I am the show. Yeah. I am. So, yes, I'm the thespian. Thank you right now. And it was so exciting and fun to do six shows a night and not have to travel anywhere, be in the same town. Mm. And we got people, repeat people coming. So I may do a little bit of it, which would be really fun, because at seventh grade, I think everyone relates to it.
Oh my God.
A horrible song.
As soon as I read that, I was like, I want to see this musical, because yes, also F my seventh grade year, it was terrible.
Oh yeah, and we have, you know, from older folks to younger kids who are actually in seventh grade, and it's so they come and everyone agrees with me.
Yeah.
So I think it might be even worse now, because back when we didn't have the social media, so I can't even imagine how worse it is now.
I think about that all the time. And, you know, and I talk to my teacher friends about this, too, that, you know, when we were young and dumb and making mistakes, there was no chance of it, like, going around on TikTok and all of your classmates seeing it.
Oh, my God. I am so glad. I'm just glad that when I first started and the outfits I wore performing, that there's not anything that I can find online about it. I am so glad.
But do you ever wish you had a photo just to look back and see? Because sometimes, you know, I see old photos of myself and I'm like, you know what? I was onto something with that look.
Oh, no, I had. There was some great. I remember in between second and third grade, I went to visit my Aunt Mickey in London, and I bought a. There was a store called Kids and Gear in Carnaby Street, and I had a little corduroy mini skirt with fishnet stockings and go-go boots and a mod hat, mm-hmm. and I wore it my first day of school, and they sent me home.
No. That sounds adorable.
Yeah. Miss Kalisher. Oh, it was the best look, and I do have that, and I'm going to put that online. On my Instagram,
I think
today.
You should. Yeah, so you do have Instagram. You do a little bit of social media. Do you enjoy it?
Oh no, I love Instagram. I make really dumb leak. Even for this show, I make these kind of insane Dada-esque posters for each of my shows that I put on Instagram.
Oh, cool! You make your own posters?
Yeah.
That's really impressive to me. I have to outsource graphic design work because I'm terrible at it.
Well, you have to see it first before you can graduate. It's definitely kind of outsider art kind of thing. So so it's fun. But I have a good time on social media. And I even have haters, and I don't mind them at all. We actually have conversations, and I convert them.
Really? Who is hating on you on your Instagram? Like, what are the, if you don't mind me asking, like, what are the complaints that you're getting?
Well, sometimes I'll be a little political. Oh, this is a good one. I put out a song called Attic. Would you have hidden me in your attic? And someone emailed me and says, well, what about us people who you make fun of, where the, you know, we don't believe in the vaccine, we're persecuted too. And I'm like, oh yeah, you're persecuted just like trains going off to the concentration camps, you know? So I have some really, but we actually had a conversation, and he still, you know, doesn't think he's an idiot, but I'm really nice with those people.
I think that's important to try to at least try to have a dialogue with people who have views that are patently incorrect.
Oh, my God. I had one guy who kept calling me a commie dyke Jew.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, well, okay. Yeah. But I wrote a song for him called It's Just as Easy to Be Nice as It Is to Be an Ass.
Yeah.
You know. And I wrote it and I put it on, and he gave me 3 thumbs up and never bothered me again.
Oh my gosh. So he just wanted attention, basically.
He just wanted attention, yeah.
Wow. I mean, you know, the fact that somebody who calls somebody something like that knows who you are, you know what I mean? It's like, what circles are you running in that you're listening to Jill Sobule?
I know. I never take it personal, ever. And it's always kind of a challenge to always kind of be nice and to try to talk to them. And you won't always, but once in a while, you'll get people who are like, okay, all right.
Yeah, you know, who just wanted to be heard and just wanted to be listened to and appreciate the effort to have a dialogue about it.
Yeah. So that's, but yeah, I don't know who these people and why they're listening to me.
Man, well, I imagine because they like the music, and hopefully that, you know, at the end of the day, that's what they take with them. They're like, okay, well, I do like this woman's music, even if I don't agree with her politically.
I know. I'm friends with Tom Morello, who's in Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
And I always love when I follow him on Twitter, which I hate, when people are like, yeah, I'm so disappointed in your band, in you, you're being so political. I go, have you ever heard Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah, that one is astonishing. Also, wasn't he like a political major? He has some kind of like advanced political science
yes.
degree.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
So, I don't mind that. But I would say that for the most part, about 97% of the people that come to my show are okay with any of my songs and what I have to say.
Yeah, I would think so. Well, Jill, this has been so much fun. Thank you for chatting with me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Jill is coming to the Egremont Barn this Thursday, February 1st. It's a double bill with Ellis Paul. Doesn't get any better than that. Go see the show, listen to the music, buy the music. Jill, thank you again, and have a wonderful time in Egremont.